Hello and welcome to another undead episode of Dave Wright's podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. After last week's depression blanket of an episode, I wanted to try and lighten the tone again and choose a happier one for this week. Though this story does have a dead dog in it. Stick with me. After going through all my edited short stories looking for this week's episode, I realized that I never just write a happy story. There's always an edge to it. So I am just gonna paper over that thought and try not to think about what it might mean. Who's with me? Anywho, if you would like to hear more about today's story, my thoughts, where it came from, then stick around at the end. For now, this week's episode is called Flash's Story. I tried to sleep. I had been at it for hours now. When my mother had died, well, she was old and had cancer, so it was easier to deal with. I had time to process what was coming. It was not a sudden thing, it was a long, slow death. When my father died, he had always been aloof from my life, occasionally checking in to see how I was traveling and giving well-meaning but useless advice. My main memory of him was the monthly phone call and the "we should catch up sometime," which of course never happened. So when he was gone, it took a long time for me to actually realize he was dead. Flash had been with me since a puppy. She was my daily companion, my rock. Welcoming me home if I'd been away for a day or 5 minutes with the level of love that only Labradors can give. She kept me healthy as I walked her every day or she would go crazy in the house. She would try and hold in the crazy, but she would just wiggle more and more until she would sprint madly around the house to get my attention. Or she would go the simple route of sneaking into my room and stealing socks until I gave in and took her for the walk. Trying to sleep in the now empty bed, it felt huge. The warm, slightly smelly mound of fur and love was missing from the bottom of my bed. The absence a constant wound. She had died lying on the floor with me in her favorite spot. The rug under my desk near the computer. She was old and had been slowing down for months now. The vet had said it could happen any day. The heat from the computer and other electronics was enough to ease her joints, and she could lay there for hours, keeping me company while I worked. A soft, furry footrest. She was not in much pain, as she got injections to try and deal with it. But on the final day, I'd just known. Spoiled her with steak for dinner, gently played with her favorite toys, and cuddled on the floor for hours until her snuffling got softer and softer. And then it stopped. I didn't cry. I had learned that from my father. I don't know how long I sat there, but her body became cold while I held her. I spaced out. I knew I should have contacted the vet to come and collect her body, but I couldn't do it. I held Flash tight against my body to hold in the tears. I must have slept at some point, but I think I just slept on the rug under the desk. I eventually surfaced and let go of the cold body of Flash. She looked so peaceful and happy. I was glad that she would no longer struggle to get up and down the stairs, that she would no longer limp for a whole day if she got too excited and ran at the dog park. I crawled into the empty bed. Sleep eluded me. I lay there for what felt like hours trying to grieve, trying to sleep. The sound of Flash's nails on the wooden floor drew me mostly awake, and I smiled. She was finally coming to bed. Wait. I froze. The clicking grew louder, the nails getting closer to the bed. Was I dreaming? Had my grief-stricken mind conjured up a hallucination of my now dead dog walking towards the bed? No light in the room, so I couldn't see. What was I supposed to do? Call out? There was the familiar whoomp of a large dog lumbering onto the bed at my feet. A soft woof of air as she settled down. It had to be a dream. If so, it was not one I wanted to ever wake up from. The smell of a Labrador reached my nose in the dream, and I sighed contentedly. I awoke with a start. The light was trying to break through the curtains and softly illuminated the room. The first thought of the morning reached me, and I almost cried. Flash was gone. The dream had been so real, I could still feel her weight pressed against my legs. I could still feel the weight. I sat upright and was rewarded with the thump, thump, thump of a happy tail slapping the bed as Flash looked at me as she had done for so many years. The patient look of a dog that had been awake for an hour but knew she had to wait for her human to wake up before playtime. Her face split into a happy doggy grin and her tail slapped faster against the bed. I must be losing my mind, but I don't care. My girl was back. Human awake. Playtime. Human was sad. So sad. Everything went cold. Met man made of bones. Tried to eat bones. Man laughed and stopped me. I sat. Waited. My human showed me to be good. I am good. Good dog. Bone man said I was good dog. Bone man asked who was good girl. Human told me I was good girl many times. I am good girl. Bone man showed me land of meat and grass and dogs and many, many butts. Bone man showed me my human. Sad human. Ignore land of meat. My human needs me. I sit and wait. Bone man gives me pats. I am not cold. I can run. No pain. Go to my human. I am good girl. That was Flash's story. You might need to give me a minute. Not gonna lie, I cried while recording that one. The name Flash comes from my family's old dog. She was a lovely lab. She lived a great life. She was taken out for long walks every day and was incredibly loved. She got arthritis and it got really bad towards the end of her life, and so the hard decision had to be made about putting her down. She left while she was surrounded by her pack and happy. I found photos I'd taken of that night while organizing my hard drive, and it brought me right back. Me and my partner have our own dog now, Ray, a chocolate lab. I'll post some pictures of her along with her story on my website. I cannot imagine having to make that decision about our Ray. The dog in this story is a mix between Ray and Flash. Ray is the crazy one, the sock thief. She's had her stomach pumped like 11 times now for socks. You would think by now she would hate going to the vet, as that's all she usually goes for, to be made to throw up. But she still wiggles her way in every time, happy as a clam. As I was writing this story, I didn't have a clear idea at all what I was going to write. I just sat down to get some writing done, and the first two paragraphs came out unprompted and flowed into the third without thought. The photos from Flash's last night had obviously been sitting in the back of my mind trying to find a way out somehow. Again, Flash returning in the story was not something I had thought about. None of this was planned. It's very obvious now that I miss her, and this was a way of honoring her memory and living the fantasy of her coming back at the same time. The final part of her thoughts, though, was very fun to write. I think after the opening and just how sad and dark it was, it really hit me, and then Flash coming back warmed my heart. So of course the ending was going to be funny and sweet and enjoyable to write. I hope you enjoyed this week's story. If you have any questions or comments, you can find me at my website, davewrights.com. That's davewrights.com. I also have a Patreon up if you want to throw me some money, and you can always join me for the next episode of Soul. All the details can be found on my website. Until next time, take care.